coffee with Georgie B. Georgie brews the coffee for everyone at home. Coffee's better when you drink with Georgie. Drinking coffee, you're never alone. Coffee with Georgie D. Coffee from Georgie for everyone at home. When you drink with Georgie, you're never lonely. Ba 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 da ba da da ba da ba. Boom. That's a new song. I had to kill the other song. Sylvia knows about it. There is another one as well, but I don't know. I just didn't feel like singing it this morning. Maybe I'll sing it for you in a moment. How are you all? How's it going on this big green and blue beautiful planet that we live on? Can you hear the kettle? Very noisy kettle. Time is it where you are? Just opening the fridge, getting the butter. What, Georgie? You're having butter in your coffee? That's right. I drink butter coffee. I could call it bulletproof coffee, but it's not, because I'm not actually buying the bulletproof products anymore because can't be bothered. Too lazy to order them. But it is butter coffee made with freshly ground coffee beans in a French press, coconut oil, and grass-fed butter. So just pouring the coconut oil, about 30 mils of coconut oil, about 30 grams of butter, and how much coffee, Georgie? Let's see, let's pour it now. This kettle's got a cute little bing, bing. About two-thirds of French press pot. I know, that's not a technical measure. I have very little spatial reasoning. It's one of the few things I'm bad at. That's right, you heard me. Terrible, no sense of direction. I'm really good at lots of other shit though, like interpersonal stuff. You know when you get lost, you have to be good at communication. Because you've got to ask the people, so where am I? Please help me. Where is the nearest place where I can get a cocktail? I mean, a telephone. Do you remember the old days? If you're in my age vintage, if you're in my vintage, you'll remember when there were no mobile phones and there was just the telephone box. Do you remember those? And if you wanted to meet somebody, like if you wanted to arrange a social gathering, you had to commit to it. You had to get there. Because if you didn't, you couldn't just text them and go, oh, doll, something more interesting and exciting than you has come up, so I'm ditching you. Because that's ultimately what's happening in our society now, is that we've all become complete opportunists. Totally opportunistic. So if there's a better thing, we stop the other plan. We ditch the other plan. Or just running late, or can I meet you at so-and-so? I mean, it's good, of course. You know, sometimes you get to a place and it's closed, especially on a Monday night in Perth in Western Australia. So let's go outside and listen to the sounds of nature.
very strange, enchanted boy. They said he wandered very inside of us, but very wise was he.
Sounds of nature. So I think it's a shame in some ways. Mobile technology is amazing. I love it. I mean, look at what I'm recording on right now. But it has turned us into mercenary social people, and I don't think that's a great thing for the human race. I think that's a bit sad in some ways. It's 9 a.m. in Perth, Western Australia. The sky is faultless. Completely blue, not a cloud to be seen, and there are hundreds of seagulls just outside my fence. Hello, boys. Hello. I can see, oh, the black swans are in the lake. They're beautiful. Some ibis, some coots, a couple of cockatoos, lots of ibis, actually. Ibi, that's the plural, right? Oh, that's a cockatoo making that noise. And the ever-present sound of the pool pumps. Wow, the grass is looking a bit yellow. It's time we had some rain. Oh, beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be 34 degrees next Monday. Oh, and it's a public holiday, I've just realised. Fabulous. Today's Friday. Fuck yeah, Friday. Or feel good Friday if you don't like swear words. Sorry. Hey, Dexter.
Oh, it's my pussycat. Oh, kisses.
He's 7 years old and I've kept him alive. What's even more impressive is I've kept my son alive and he's 21. I think that's a real achievement. Okay, ready? Let's press the coffee in the French press. Press. It's very quiet. Okay, pouring it into the blender. And then we're going to add cinnamon and nutmeg. You put the cinnamon in and the coconut oil. I said, Doctor, give me my butter coffee. You put the lime in the coconut, you mix it all up. You put the lime in the coconut, you mix it all up. I said, Doctor.
Brought a bottle of coconut, bought it for a time. My sister had an order, what she paid for a lot. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she drank a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said,
now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, she drink a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drink a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drink a bowl up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up. Said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
is there nothing I could take? I said, Doctor,
Doctor,
to relieve this belly ache. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you call me in the morning.
For the nutmeg, just watch your little fingers. Oh, it smells amazing. I love nutmeg and cinnamon. Yeah, it's like Christmas in a cup coffee. It's pretty special. You ready? Psycho blender, here we go. Oh, psycho, not so psycho, really psycho. Sorry, it's over, relax, it's okay, it's all over, don't worry, Georgie's here. Now you have a choice of cups, because I'm going to pour you a coffee as well. Today, You can have red stripes, green agapanthus. Do you know what that plant is? Look it up. Or you can just have plain red. You feeling solid? You want plain red? Okay, let's have a solid, secure day. You ready? Warm for you. And one for me. And here's the rest in a flask for later. Beautiful. All right, cheers. Oh, that tastes fantastic, man. Enjoy. Okay, you better go and set your intention for the day. Go choose one of those cards out of the box. You don't have one? Well, you're going to have to think one up. Cheers. Okay, I tell you what. You know what? Here's my intention for today. Yesterday, I thought somebody was being an asshole from Assholia and speaking Assholian. And I was about to react. I was about to use humor to rip that person a new one. And then I didn't. I did my latest strategy is pause, breathe, and wait. Or as my old boss used to say, suck it and see, Georgie. Let's suck it and see. And this morning I woke up to find out that that person was not an asshole from Assholia, speaking Assholian, but that they had not received the original communication. Now, if I had reacted, how much of an asshole would I look? I'd be a total asshole. So I am so happy that I just took a breath and waited. It's made such a difference to my day. So I'm going to practice that all today. Carmete, Giorgi di, Jorge. Carmete, Jorge. I'm going to calm myself. And I hope you guys all get to do that too. Have a great day. Giorgi di. Over and out.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
While I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
Thunder.
Let's water the plants. This bucket's very full. Ow! Something sharp on the ground. Hello, my little plant. You want some water? And this one? And this one? Oh, you look a bit sad. Some for you. And some for you, Mr. Succulent. Oh, that new one's doing well. Let's water these other new ones. Moses in the Cradle, these are called. And my Dracaena. What about this succulent? Oh, that's a bit damp. I'll leave that one. And this beautiful mother-in-law tongue. Plants have got funny names, haven't they? Moses in the Cradle, mother-in-law tongue. Okay, everybody's happy. You happy, Dexter? You can have some of this other water, Dexter. Here we go.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. You know you're gonna have it your way, or nothing at all. But I think that you're moving too fast.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burnt dry and souls that cry for water, cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? It's water. Cool, clear water. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water. But with the dawn I wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads a burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? It's water. Cool, clear water. Cool, clear water. Cool, clear water.